The federal omnibus spending bill that awaits President Obama's signature contains $100 million for missile defense in Alaska. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, it's the only major funding for military construction work in the state this fiscal year.
The spending bill appropriates $50 million for construction work at Fort Greely's Missile Defense Base and another $50 million for design work on a new radar facility elsewhere in Alaska to detect and track incoming enemy missiles. Matt Felling is a spokesman for Senator Lisa Murkowski. He says those appropriations demonstrate the military's confidence in the ground-based mid-course missile defense system after it succeeded in destroying a decoy in a test earlier this year.
And I think that the military realized that we were building a lot of momentum to double down on the funding levels to make sure that everything possible could be done to get our missile defense as strong as possible, as quickly as possible.
Felling says the funding will pay for continued work on Greely's Missile Field 1, one of three at the base. It's part of a $1 billion project approved in 2013 to prepare the base for an expansion that would increase the number of interceptors there from the present 26 to 40 by the end of next year. The other $50 million appropriation will be used to design a facility to house an advanced long-range discrimination radar system. Felling says the military hasn't decided whether to build that facility at Clear Air Force Station near Anderson or at Shemya. Those are the only major appropriations for military construction in Alaska. Felling says the spending bill also contains funding for smaller projects at Fort Wainwright, Eielson Air Force Base, and Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.